Om Shanti. Let's welcome Didi with one hand clap. Sudesh Didi is a spiritual leader, teacher, and yogi who has profoundly touched countless lives the world over for more than 65 years. She is joint administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University. She is also the university's European director, senior director of Gyan Sarovar India, and also director of the Seminar House Morrigan Retreat Center in Germany. She has traveled in almost 100 countries, addressing and also hosting national and international conferences. I don't need to say more. We have such a prominent personality with us. Once again, put your hands together for Didi.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Thanks for giving introduction. But I am now once again going through the introduction that Baba gave, the introduction of all of you. It's a revision of Avyakta Murli from yesterday. What introduction Baba gave of all of us? Whose gathering you are sitting in? What is this gathering called? Is it BK's gathering? Brahmin's gathering? Yogi's gathering? What was he watching yesterday? Looking at each one of us face, the brother who is sitting in the last line, plenty space, move on this side. I cannot have your darshan. Your vision. So what was he watching? And being very proud of his children, he gave the introduction. What was your introduction? I thought Baba is calling it gathering of royal kings. This time, of course, the number compared to every year is small, and when the kingly court takes place, kings come together. It's not in a big gathering. Right? Gathering of a king is also a handful of this. And so he was watching that all these are royal kings. But what he was actually noticing on everyone's face, are you still having the same features that yesterday he has? Yesterday the features or character or the feeling we had or has it little bit changed? He started with, this is sabha. Sabha means gathering, court of the kings, of the carefree kings, who have spiritual intoxication. Those who have spiritual intoxication spiritual, but in fact it is, when it is spoken in Hindi, it has a very different meaning of Rohani Rohab, the soul has that royalty of that intoxication of spirituality, of being who you are. And because of this spiritual intoxication, the vibrations are different. Where there is intoxication, it is filled with self-respect. Spiritual intoxication is the inner joy. Rohani Rohab means the power of the soul. And result of that is that there is no worry at all. Be fikr badshah fakhur mein rehne wale. Fakhur. Spiritual intoxication changes little bit meaning, but when it is Hindi, it's fakhur. Means deep intoxication of spirituality, which is gone in our bones, which is in our personality. And speciality of such is that they are karma yogis. They have the responsibility, but there's no worry. And when worry is there, the features are wilt. When you are worried, you don't have a joy, happiness in life. And it's carefree. And so this creates this fakhur that Baba spoke about, this spiritual royalty, rohab, fakhur, intoxication, generates the energy not only just in your physical features, but it creates an aura. It's energy which creates the aura of light. And so this is why Baba says that because there is no worry, no tension, no burden. So they are wearing the double crown. So it is not that the crown that we create or we make with metal or jewels or diamond. This is the crown of our energy, which when happiness is there, not only the face sparkles, but you also feel there is no heaviness here. And so this is why Baba said that it is the crown, that these are the kings who are wearing double crown, the crown of light, lightness, and free from any kind of burden. Though they have responsibility and they are using their sense organs, karmendriyon ke raja. And so this is why this gathering is a special kind of gathering, because you conquer or you rule your sense organs. There is a difference between conquering sense organs and ruling sense organs. When we say conquering sense organs, inside there is tension, because there is challenge, there is a difficulty that you have to face. A king, when is ruling with royalty, it's not a question of he's conquering his subjects, but he's ruling his subjects. You see the difference? It means that the king has the energy which he can, his sense organs are naturally under his order. Everything is in order. There is no need to control. And that's possible only when you have this spiritual intoxication. You don't have a worry or fear. Because worry is, it changes your thought pattern. Chinta, fikar. That is, you are worried about future, you are worrying about present. And so this spoils the purity of the spiritual fakhur or intoxication. Understand? Then purity, Baba connected this intoxication with the crown of purity and crown of light. So then anything what you are doing, he is not seeing that anyone is carrying a basket. You remember the picture? What painting he painted, the picture, he said, how does it look like if you are carrying a bundle on your head and if you are wearing double crown? When you are carrying a bundle of burden on your head, Can you be called a king? What would you called? A laborer. Working very hard. And so, Baba says, but sometimes this happens. He sees in between, my children begin to worry, and this crown that was shining with light, transparent, intoxication, that changes into a bundle of burden. And if, for example, you are carrying, though Baba with royalty said a basket, but in fact, when we look at it our own selves, is it only we carry the basket? Basket is open, what is there? Right? But the bag or bundle or a big sack of things, which is not transparent. So when our thoughts inside are not with spiritual intoxication, they are not transparent. And then people, face begins to wilt. What happened? Why all? Is something happened? Has something gone wrong? Then others have to actually remind you of your own royalty. And when spirituality is there, you are pure, shining, and your crown is shining. This is why Baba says, check, are you carrying, wearing the double crown of light and lightness, or in between you carry on your head a bundle of burden? And when you think burden, then that is actually changes into worry. Bojh, heaviness. And what is the reason? What creeps in it? What creeps in that this transparent double crown changes into a burden? Because this crown that we experience at this time, double crown, spiritual intoxication, spiritual fakhur, great intoxication, which has royalty, which has spirituality, which has self-respect, which is fearlessness, which is great security inside, powerful support from whom is actually taking, who is taking care of me? Who do I belong to? How great is my fortune? This is built, this crown is built with this material. And this bundle is built with different material. And then it's not only a burden, but then you begin to feel a bondage. And Baba says, understand the value of it. Because this gift of double crown, of carefree king with great spiritual intoxication, it is not throughout the whole cycle. Even the copper-aged kings have the kingdom, but there is worry always someone can attack. Some situation can change. There is always some tension is there because of the vast vices creep in and many challenges kings have to face. In this gift of this double crown, Baba says, it's not experienced even in the copper age at all. Though the kings have the kingdom, but they don't have the crown of light, they have the crown of the might as a king, but there's no lightness. And if a crown of purity is there, that is the crown of sannyasis have, then they don't have the rest, they are not kings anymore. They are called great souls, they are called pure souls, but they are not called rajas. They can be called rajarishis, royal. Their purity has royalty in them, but it is not the kingdom. But here we are Rajyogis, Rajrishis, and also the master or sustainer of our own sense organs with great love, because our senses are in order according to godly intoxication and Ishwariya Shrimat. And so this is why this time speciality is you are known as, which cannot be given the title to the copper-aged king or golden-aged kings. Which title is you get at this time, which is neither the golden-aged kings have nor the copper-aged kings have? What is that title? Remember? Mayajit. Mayajit. Karmendrijit. Mayajit. Karamindri, conqueror of your sense organs, this time with spiritual faith, intoxication, with the spiritual power, without any worry, you are able to conquer it. But secret is behind. Which is the power actually, that you are always in this way, keep yourself conqueror of Maya or conqueror of vices. What makes you like this? What is the sign of that? What strength they have? Because they have all achievements. sarva prapti sampan. And in because of achievements are there, then there is natural contentment. The sign of such souls, those who have the spiritual intoxication, is that there is contentment. And why it is contentment? What is contentment? What it contains? Contentment. What contains that? Which treasures you have? Which is subtle, Baba spoke about it. And first, of course, this quality of contentment is very elevated. It's a stage which is considered as the best stage, elevated stage. But you have to see whether it contains some treasures. It's not empty. It's contentment. And which are the treasures Baba spoke about? The first of all, your thoughts. Your own. Now then, this is what I have to check. Is my thought based on what? What makes you think, which brings intoxication? What makes you think, which makes you fearless? What makes you think that makes you courageous? What makes you think? So when in spiritual state of mind, your best and highest treasure and most valuable treasure is your own thought. And when thought is powerful, your time is powerful. Thought and our breath and time are connected. He said, treasure of time, treasure of thought, treasure of knowledge, treasure of virtues, treasure of power. Why it is called treasure? If I really value something, then it is a treasure. If you don't value, can it be called treasure? So, well, thoughts which are given by Baba, is my mind actually thinking of those, or my mind is thinking of something else? Is my mind is following the dictates of my own mind, or is it following the dictates of others, or it is what have been gone wrong through me? Is it I'm thinking in that? So I have to check whether I have become the embodiment of all achievements that achievement brings some contentment. An achievement is not anything else, Baba spoke about it. Achievement is what he has given already. Knowledge he has given. Virtues he has given. Power he has given. Do I value them? This is something to understand. Virtues, knowledge, power, it's given by him. So when I'm thinking of that, my thoughts are powerful. I'm not wasting my time. I'm contented with that. Then I am, whatever responsibility I have, or task I have, or service I have, I am instrument and it is his. He is responsible. So where it is, what is missing, then the value or understanding of the value of the knowledge that Baba has given. Baba's knowledge is that whatever service you do, yeah, whatever responsibility you have, just change into my, into yours. So thought, what it is, it's a thought that made you heavy. It's a thought that wasted your time. It is a thought that makes it burden. It's a thought that made you worried. So I have not values the word, Baba, it is yours. I thought a simple word was only. I say I am yours. But whatever service it is also, I am an instrument to do it, but it is your responsibility. So in this way, I would not be wasting my time. And I will check that I have all achievement. And instead of burden, I will feel it very natural, lightness in it. Easy nature and lightness. Then because I am not doing, he is doing. I would not be lazy. I cannot do it, I could not do it, I would not be sad. So Baba says, this is where the simple thought, mine and your, changes into king, from king to a servant. And instead of spiritual intoxication, it makes you sad. In Hindi, dasi and udasi. Dasi means servant, maid. Udasi means sadness. So spiritual intoxication, which started with as a carefree king, change in 1 second with my thought. So I did not value the thought. I came, it's just thought, came and went. But this thought, it is powerful. Sankalp mein shakti hai. Sankalp mein dradhta hai. In thought is determination. In thought is power. And this is why that problem is then in order to make me realize, he says, you know, what is the reason that this happens? From a king you become a servant. From spiritual intoxication, from fakhur, you begin to have fikr. From a king, instead of lightness, joyful, you become sad. What is the reason? He said, check yourself. It's an old habit. Adat pad gayi hai. What Baba said, that you have got a habit of worrying about it instead of giving the responsibility to me. And this old habit has gone into subconscious. Kaha, check karo. Maybe consciously you are saying, Baba, you are responsible. Baba, you are responsible. But your subconscious is keeping, I am responsible. So check yourself, that even in your subconscious, you are not keeping that burden. That basket or that bag. Then you will naturally remain double light. Only simple change is mine into yours. What I thought, it is mine. No, it is yours. Automatically then, this checking will not allow your time to be wasted. The treasure of thought and treasure of time. So this checking inside, that you have a right understanding of subconscious changing into consciously. And then also check another checking is that you check it and you think that as Baba is doing and I am an instrument, what you have to check, where you are careless, check the speed with which you transform yourself. You do transform mine into thine. but you change into, gradually it will change. Yes, it is my old habit. Gradually it will change. Second mistake is this. First is old habit, and second is that you are not comparing the speed that with which speed the time is moving. Are you also actually letting go with the fast speed? Or you are, anyway, I'm moving around. I am moving on. I am progressing. But what is the time now? The time is a flying. And you are thinking, I am moving. So your checking instrument is not right. One is old habit, and second is the instrument to check is also not a right checking. Then check the speed of your transformation and check the time of flying stage. And that's not a big thing. What did he say? How do you fly? You come from flying from abroad to Madhuban. But how you fly for your fast speed? What is needed? You need a plane? You need a plane? No. He says, I have given you the wings of zeal and enthusiasm. This is again because of this laziness. Or yes, I will move. I am moving. So zeal and enthusiasm. These are the wings. And he reminded his promise. So zeal and enthusiasm, these are the wings. Make sure that these wings are strong. And sometimes you have zeal and enthusiasm, but one thing is lacking. And what is that? Others also create zeal and enthusiasm in you. Or what is missing? Courage. And in order to make it easy, I have promised that you one step of courage, I will give you multi-million times benefit. So check this subtle aspect of this. So with this automatically, a lot of enthusiasm will be there. And everything will become easy. Once you have this courage, Baba gives you power. He doesn't want you to labor anymore. Because Baba loves us. And he has offered 3 thrones. Are you seated on 3 thrones at the same time? He says, you don't have to put your foot in the mud. Because I love you, I always want to sit. My heart throne, your own eternal throne. And then the throne to be the king of your own specialities, so that you can sustain others and bless others. Be the donor, giver. Sense organs then should give automatically through your senses, through your mind, through your intellect, you are giving automatically blessing to others. You are a blessed soul that you have 3. Throughout the whole cycle, you don't have this. 3 thrones. Only at the confluence age you have this 3 throne. And this is what Baba says, means effort is, check your chart, whether you are always seated on 3 thrones. So zeal and enthusiasm is needed, courage is needed, but checking is also needed. And not only checking, but certainly check and change. Check that my treasures that are there, they are being increased. Like just like you have in a bank balance, interest is increasing. This check. Not that you can, knowledge you have, yoga you have, virtues you have, good thoughts you have, blessings you have. No, most important is check whether this treasure is increasing and how it will increase. By giving blessings. As a king, as an ancestor, this elevated thought of good wishes, this start with this. In order to increase your interest, it has to be increase with this, with good wishes, with good feelings, then automatically thought will change, no? The treasure, first thought, the treasure of thoughts will change. You won't lose time. Use the knowledge in it. Use virtues in it. Use power, isn't it? Increase by blessing yourself and blessing others. Because you are receiving, once you have this received, Baba is giving you blessings anyway. And when you are using these treasures of time, of knowledge, of virtues, of good wishes, return you are receiving blessings. This is the method of increasing. And attention, please. Make sure what it is. No matter what it is, do not take sorrow from anyone. The one who gives blessings cannot take sorrow. Doesn't matter how beautiful, powerful fruit it is, if it is rotten. You say, oh, this fruit is good, but it's only rotten. Would you get it? So accept this. Anyone's feeling of good feelings are not there. Attitude is not good. The way of dealing is not good. Good wishes, when you feel it is not good, don't accept it. That's the power of knowledge. Use it. And I am receiving blessings by God Himself. Bestower of blessings. So what I am receiving, I continue to give that. I don't make new karmic account. And what is the method? He said, don't make new karmic account. If someone gives you one time bad wishes, what you have to give? 10 times good wishes to them. So this will multiply then. And automatically the burden that of bad wishes or in wrong intention or wrong attitude or any vice or weakness other has used, that burden and bondage will release. You will be able to cut this bondage or burden. Otherwise, you are creating a new account. So become double light. Understand the karma philosophy. Another aspect. Understand karma philosophy. If you take, it means you have taken suffering. You have taken sorrow. And if the seed you have planted sorrow will increase. You allowed the planted to seed inside. You continue to give. And the one who is giving, you continue to give good wishes to them. Their karmic account will settle themselves because result of that they are suffering anyway. Why do you take that suffering? A lack of deep understanding of karma. So the one who is giving doesn't realize that it is a new karmic account of sorrow that is created. Have mercy on that soul. is given to you, but it is suffering in return is for himself. But in order to remove that, 10 times you have to give good wishes to them. And this is another aspect of making you worthy to be worshipped. Before, Baba used to say, when you become pure, purity makes you worthy to be worshipped. But yesterday he said, when you use this philosophy, this will make you worthy to be worshipped now. Respect worthy. Their heart will worship them, you. And then your statues, then Baba will use the statues to give blessing to others. So this is why become the bestower of blessings, and every day, early morning, check your chart. Every day morning time is also important, is throughout the day I am not getting up with heaviness. I am getting up with lightness. So did not, it means I did not sleep last night with heaviness. Only then I will be get up in the morning lightness. So continue to give blessings, receive blessings, and this is another aspect, the treasure of efforts, the treasure from Baba, treasure of blessings, treasure of knowledge, powers, all different accounts will increase. Thoughts will become powerful, time will become powerful, virtues will become powerful, knowledge will become clear, karma bondage will not bond, tie you in bondages, so your speed will become fast. So be the bestower of blessings, receiver of blessings. Check how much treasure, generous I have become like that. But it starts with what Baba has given me already. Fakhur, intoxication, deep realization of what I have achieved already from Baba. And if still there is anything, Baba said, just write letter to me. And where is the letter box? It goes directly in his heart. His office, his heart is the office, which the secretary is not needed. No secretary is needed. Write with heart, pure heart, and the heart will read. Then naturally your heart will receive blessings, give blessings. But secret is what I have achieved already. And another secret, not using the old habit. Other secret is my changes into yours. Then transformation takes place. Your treasure store will always remain full. Okay. Thank you. Om Shanti.